beautiful leaves and they all turn colors and it's wonderful until they fall underground and you have to rake them up. And that is some back-breaking work, or at least back-straining work. And here to talk a little bit about that is Carter Montgomery joining me. He's a physical therapist with Athletico Physical Therapy on Highway 100 on the east end of Washington. Good morning, Carter.
Good morning, Diane. How are you doing today?
I am doing great now that I'm inside where it's heated.
Absolutely.
Always better that way. So a lot of folks are going to go out maybe this weekend if they're brave. Actually, if the weather is going to be 60 on Saturday, that might not be a bad time to get a start. But, you know, what you're doing when you're raking leaves, most of us are not manual laborers. And we get out there and you're bagging them. And that can cause back injuries. How often do you see people that those kinds of activities mess with their backs?
Oh, Diane, I see that all the time, whether it be raking leaves or shoveling snow. People don't realize that raking leaves and shoveling snow is a very repetitive activity, and it does cause strain to our lower back, especially if we're not warming up before we're doing it and using good posture. So I definitely see a lot of people with this kind of problem.
So, you know, I mean, everybody's looking at their leaves and thinking, well, maybe we just let them stay there. No, that's not the answer. But what kind of suggestions can you give to folks? Because they're going out there. It's like the weekend warrior athlete. You got the, you know, the landscape warrior, weekend landscape warriors. What can they do to help prevent those kinds of back strains?
Oh, absolutely. I got several tips for you, actually. The first one is it's simple. You know, warm up. So I would just, you know, do some basic stretches before you get out there or even walk around the yard. Anything like that will kind of get those muscles primed and ready to go for your activities. You know, some other big thing is simple as checking the height of your rake or your shovel. You know, if you have a really short rake or a really short shovel and you're doing this for an hour, you're putting your back at a really, you know, bad disadvantage. So even just something as simple as changing the height of your rake or shovel should go a long way in helping you do this a lot easier and a lot more safe. And then finally, you know, good posture and good body mechanics, these are really the key to anything in life when producing injury. So avoiding twisting. So when you're shoveling or raking leaves, you know, pulling the leaves towards your body instead of to the side of your body, those are all good things that you can do, you know, that'll make yourself a little less likely to, you know, get that back to flare up. But if your back does flare up here at Athletico, we do offer free assessments. So give us a call and we can, you know, help you out and get you going again.
Yeah, because if you, you know, I think about it a lot of times, you know, you're raking up the leaves or you're shoveling snow, especially shoveling snow. I mean, what is the first, you're twisting almost all the time. Because you shovel that snow, what do? Well, you throw it off the path. You throw it to the left or you throw it to the right. And what you're saying then is that may not be the best thing that you could do. Or should you just literally turn your whole body and square off when you do that?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head with that one. So instead of picking up the snow and then twisting and throwing it, you know, just easily pick up the snow, turn your body, square up, and then easily sit it down. It might take you a little bit longer to do it this way, but you won't regret it. You might not have low back pain or something like that that's going to put you down for a couple weeks. So you're going to save time in the long run. You know, as we're getting older, it's important to kind of change how we're doing things. You know, when you're younger, you get away with things. You know, just work smarter, not harder.
Now, you know, it's referred to a lot of times as throwing your back out. And obviously, you're not really throwing your back out, it's still there. But what does it mean? What is happening when you, you know, air quotes, throw out your back?
This is a pretty big misconception. I don't really believe you're throwing the back out. Your spine is honestly a very, very strong structure, and you got a lot of nerves and a lot of fibers that can get irritated. And that's what I kind of try to educate my patients on. You're not necessarily throwing your back out. Your back is a very strong, robust part of our body. It's meant to do a lot of work. But sometimes you can tweak, you know, muscles to where you might have strained a muscle back there. That's no big deal. a lot of things people are afraid of are what you call like a herniated disc and stuff like that. Those are more serious problems, and you know, if that's the case, I would definitely, if you have instant pain or, you know, you're getting some numbness and tingling that run down the leg after you do these activities, this is something that I would definitely get in contact with your local doc. We've got a lot of great ones in town here. But also, again, we have these free assessments for you guys, so you can always stop on by if you think there's something that's really going on that's just doesn't feel like it's getting better.
Well, and I always feel like, you know, with injuries, there are the, I hesitate to use the word glamorous, but, you know, I mean, if you could tell somebody, yeah, well, I was hurt, I was diving into third base, you know what I mean? Or I was rescuing a kid from the middle of the street or something like that. But a lot of times it's like, well, wait a minute, how'd you hurt yourself? I went bent down to tie my shoes. And you know what? I have met so many people that that has happened to. You know, it's like the stupidest injury ever. It's like, well, how'd you do that? I was tying my shoes. What about even things like that? You know, when we're bending over, we're doing things, we're picking up laundry, or we're, you know, just in the routines of life. Any tips for that?
Absolutely. If there is anything I can, you know, preach on and that I preach on a daily basis, it's when you're bending over, we're not bending at the spine. We're bending at our knees and at our hips to make it a little bit easier on our back, so we're not using our back for 100% of the lift. You have these big, strong leg muscles, and for whatever reason, people seem to not want to use them, or they forget to use them. The other big thing is checking our core. You know, making sure our core is engaged while we're doing some of that helps brace the spine. So two big tips I would say is, before you bend over to pick anything up, make sure you have your core engaged, one. Two, bend at the hips and bend at the knees and get down in a proper position to be able to handle that load, or whether you're tying your shoes or whether you're picking up a 50-pound bag of dog food. You know, those are two great tips for everybody.
So you got a lot of people that are actually, you know, they work at a desk. Okay, they work at a desk, they work at a computer, and you know, after time, there's a lot of low back pain. I mean, I know personally, I have a variable standing desk. I have a kneeling chair. I have a yoga ball chair. I have a lot of different adaptations because I know what can happen. Are there exercises or something, you know, when someone's sitting down at a desk, what's the right posture when they're using that keyboard?
The proper posture would be making sure you have a good support for your back. So if you're leaning forward constantly with a rounded back, you're just asking to have low back pain. So the simplest thing you can do is to make sure you're sitting up straight and tall. Again, you have that core engaged. Doesn't have to be, you know, 24 hours a day, but if you're sitting there for an hour or so and you realize, oh, man, I'm kind of slouched over, that's a perfect time to get those shoulder blades back, sitting up nice and straight, engage your core, and, you know, realign yourself. The other big thing I would say is a lot of problems I see with people sitting all day long is that they don't get up and move. When we're sitting in that position for eight hours, 10 hours, you know, that's just not really a friendly position for the spine. So what I would say is at least every hour, get up, move, do something, walk around the office, do some stretches. Little things like that go a really long way.
And, of course, speaking with Carter Montgomery, he's a physical therapist at Athletico Physical Therapy in Washington, and you've referenced a few times here the free assessment. Tell me what folks can do to get that, and also a little more about your location, both where your actual physical location as well as online.
Absolutely. You guys can find us at the In Sports Complex right off 100 at 3101 Recreation Drive. To get the free assessments, all you need to do is give us a call at 636-239-9979. Again, that's 636-239-9979. Or you can reach me personally at my email at carter.montgomery@athletico.com. Again, that's carter.montgomery@athletico.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and you have a great weekend, Carter.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Diane.